This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Decision Day in New Hampshire.
Do you want more of the same?
Nikki Haley versus Donald Trump.
We're going to bring our country back with your vote.
Deadly day for Israeli soldiers.
It's terrible. It's the price of war, which is horrendous and difficult.
Good morning. I'm Cammie McCormick.
And I'm Matt Piper in Manchester, New Hampshire with the CBS World News Roundup. The race for the White House heats up today as the country's first in the nation primary is underway. A battle between Nikki Haley.
We've got a lot on the line here. We really do.
And Donald Trump.
Now we're down to two people. And I think one person will be gone probably tomorrow.
Trump leads Haley in polls, and there are certainly voters here making their case.
He's got this persona of backbone. Now he's got a mouth, too, and that upsets some people. It doesn't upset me. I want accomplishment.
I'm a Nikki Haley endorser. We need a candidate, a president, who is policy-focused, doing the work of finding a way to get bills passed that address major national issues. Debt, health care costs, inflation, the border.
All votes in the tiny town of Dixville Notch go to Nikki Haley.
Dixville has a better than 50% record in the primary.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is also here in Manchester.
Nikki Haley insists she's still got a fighting chance to close the gap on Trump.
It is go time.
She barnstormed the state, searching for every last vote and focused on independents, still trying to decide. That pitch worked on Jackie Huckins, who was on the fence until she saw Haley in Concord.
Definitely voting for Nikki Haley.
So you made up your mind after meeting her and asking her questions?
Correct.
That is the New Hampshire way.
If Nikki Haley doesn't do well here, is it difficult for her to make the case that she could have a path somewhere else?
If Nikki Haley does not do well in New Hampshire, I think they have to really reassess whether or not she can win anywhere.
Correspondent Ed O'Keefe, also here in New Hampshire, with more on the Democrats.
New Hampshire, it doesn't count this year for Democrats. It is not the first in the nation primary. So here in New Hampshire, his supporters said, well, we've got to demonstrate a good showing for him despite that. So you have this ballot here. What they're saying is go down here to the bottom where it says write in. And then write in the name Joe Biden.
The Democrats' first official primary is in South Carolina, February 3rd. The South Carolina Republican primary will be held separately on February 24th. Cammy?
Yesterday was the deadliest yet in a single attack for Israeli troops battling Hamas in Gaza. 24 reservists were killed, 21 in one incident alone. They died when a rocket-propelled grenade hit a tank and apparently set off explosions in two buildings where the Israelis had planted mines. Israelis were stunned by the news.
It's terrible. But we got to do what we got to do so that October 7th doesn't happen again. It's the price of war, which is difficult.
Prime Minister Netanyahu called it one of the hardest days since the outbreak of the war. U.S. forces launched another round of airstrikes against Yemen's Houthi rebels on Monday. British jets also took part. His latest strikes took out underground storage sites and missile and surveillance capabilities. They're in response to the Iranian-backed Houthis launching attacks against ships in the Red Sea. A winter storm unleashed intense rain in San Diego yesterday. It caused widespread flooding. Jonathan Vigliotti has more.
A historic deluge in normally sunny San Diego. The National Weather Service saying up to 3 inches of rain dropped in just 3 hours Monday, flooding parts of Interstate 15 and sending water gushing down the streets.
You couldn't really see the ground at all.
The Mountain View neighborhood in the southeastern part of the city was particularly hard hit.
The highest part of our house was our kitchen island, and that's where we were sitting on top of until we were able to get out safely.
Crews say they went door to door, transporting residents on kayaks and stretchers. This woman had to leave behind her dog when she evacuated. But we're luckily reunited. Many homes are left waterlogged and covered in debris.
Everything's everywhere. I'm shocked because then you see all my tools and that's all the money makers right there.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A man suspected of shooting and killing 8 people in suburban Chicago has fatally shot himself after a confrontation with police at a gas station in Texas. CBS News correspondent Jennifer Kuiper reports.
The Joliet, Illinois Police Department says that the man they've been looking for in the deaths of 8 people over 2 days in that city is dead. U.S. Marshals say 23-year-old Romeo Nance was tracked down to Natalia, Texas, southwest of San Antonio, and during a confrontation with Texas authorities, apparently took his own life. Joliet police say this all started with a shooting at an apartment complex on Sunday, followed by the discovery of 7 bodies in 2 homes on Monday. Joliet Police Chief Bill Evans.
I've been a policeman 29 years. This is probably the worst crime scene I've ever been associated with.
Police say the suspect knew Monday's victims. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
A divided Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. Chris Fox reports.
The U.S. Supreme Court reversing a lower court decision that blocked federal agents from removing the razor wire put in place as part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's border security effort.
People who are trying to cross the river or across the border and come into the state of Texas, they are repelled and turned back by these Constantino razor wire barriers.
The Biden administration successfully arguing the wire obstructed Border Patrol's ability to process migrants and to help those in distress. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett siding with the court's 3 liberals. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
It's one of Hollywood's most anticipated events. The Oscar nominations about to be announced. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has a preview.
We're in a race against the Nazis.
Oppenheimer, Barbie, and Killers of the Flower Moon could each score double-digit nominations.
I don't even know if you love me anymore.
Of course I love you.
In the acting categories, look for Lily Gladstone, Emma Stone, Cillian Murphy, and Bradley Cooper to be recognized. Don't rule out Paul Giamatti and Divine Joy Randolph for nominations.
You don't tell a boy that's been left behind at Christmas that nobody wants him?
Their movie, The Holdovers, has won key prizes already.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cash back really adds up.
A legendary country music venue is apologizing for an embarrassing show in Nashville. Monica Ricks has that.
The Grand Ole Opry is apologizing for offending fans who watched a drunk Elle King pay tribute to Dolly Parton this weekend.
Hi, my name is Elle King. I'm
She was one of several singers who honored Dolly for the icon's 78th birthday, but the audience complained she was cussing too much, slurring her words, and botching Dolly's lyrics.
You ain't getting your money back.
King herself hasn't commented on the performance, but the venue said on X it deeply regrets it. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A new drinking game in Britain has folks ordering a pint for strangers. It's due to a quirk in an app by Britain's largest chain of pubs, allowing you to put in your location manually rather than using location services. And that's the World News Roundup. From Matt Piper in New Hampshire, I'm Cammie McCormick, CBS News.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Some puzzles are hard to solve. Others are hard to prove. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.